Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast with Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Using an interview format, Pastor Bob will introduce you to men and women whose ministries are impacting this world with the gospel, and will also provide commentary and insight on end-time prophetic events we now see happening in the news. Now here is Pastor Robert Thibodeau.
Hello, everyone, everywhere. Pastor Robert Thibodeau here. Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast today. We're so blessed that you're joining us. You know, this nation was founded upon the Judeo-Christian values as outlined in the Bible. Many of our founding fathers and almost every political figure and leader up until the mid-20th century also said, believed, and upheld these same beliefs. But then, beginning in the 1960s or so, despite the Cold War and obvious attacks on our freedom as guaranteed in the Constitution, some intellectual types decided to pursue and accept the ideals of communism as being the perfect solution for the problems facing this nation. Initially, they were regarded as fringe lunatics, but their ideology slowly took over the institutions of higher learning, and this allowed them to begin to influence the younger generation. So as they entered the political arena, their influence would grow. Now, just about anyone with any sensibilities at all can see how destructive this has been over the last 70 years or so. The United States of America is just a shell of the land of the free, and we've become a nation that's now, in all concepts, a nation driven by socialist ideology. There are a few holdouts in government, of course, but those numbers are dwindling, and it's up to us to spread the word, to discuss the truth as related from the Bible and our founding documents. It's up to us to try and preserve this republic in the true fashion that made it great. And our dependence of God and the value of our founding documents is really only standing between us and ruin. My guest today has been on our program several times in the past. She's recently published a booklet that explains this entire mess that we are witnessing being played out in front of us on the nightly news and in major metropolitan cities from one end of this nation to the other. And unfortunately now around the world for all of our political allies to witness as well. Christine Smith is here to discuss her booklet titled America, This is Communism, which examines why so many Americans are accepting the communist agenda and what Christians can and should do in this spiritual battle for our nation. Now, Christine has over 25 years of experience as a writer and author. She literally has hundreds of newspaper and magazine articles published. She has interviewed hundreds of entrepreneurs worldwide. As a political commentator, she's been invited to speak at political events and on numerous radio shows heard nationwide and around the world. She believes that politics and personal spirituality are inseparable. Help me welcome back to the program our good friend Christine Smith. Christine, thank you for coming back on the program to discuss your new booklet.
Well, Pastor Bob, thank you for having me. It is a pleasure to be here with you and your listeners.
Amen. Now, I know the answer to this question because I know you and how you view America and our Christian heritage. But for those that may not have listened to our previous discussions, explain to us why you wrote this booklet and why it's so important for us today.
Well, I was inspired to write this booklet, America, This is Communism, because I see so many persons, be it just in the general public, be it the political pundits, the commentators, the politicians, you name it, refusing, really, I would say rejecting, but refusing is what I suspect, to use the word communism to describe what is happening in our country. We are not being assaulted with some sort of new political ideology. We're not experimenting with what they call democratic socialism. Our nation is being taken over from within by those that do have a communist agenda. And I think that it's very important that we use the correct terminology here because it's very powerful. It's influential. I do believe that by everything I'm witnessing in my country, that we are in the first stage of communism. We're not experimenting and bringing in socialism. We did that decades ago.
Yeah.
Now, these persons with a communist agenda, Pastor, they don't call themselves communists because that would automatically get a knee-jerk reaction from most people, Christian or non-Christian.
Mm-hmm.
However, you don't have to call yourself to be that. Jesus taught us that by their fruits you shall know them. And by my study of Marxism and Hegel, all of the writings of those who came from the Frankfurt School, which we can get into later, that came to America, they were basing everything in the insidious infiltration into every aspect of our society. They already accomplished their socialism. We are now into communism, and the goal is complete tyranny, total control of the individual. Instead of an individual, they want to look at everything in our society as a collective. And I think that it's very important that people identify it as communism and stop using all of these other words, liberalism, progressivism. Mm-hmm. We are far past that, sadly, in our country.
Yeah, amen. I mean, you say that America is in the first stage of communism. So we've passed all that other stuff that was the foundation upon which they were building the current state where we're at. But the vast majority of political commentators, you know, they don't want to offend anyone. I mean, everything is boiled
That's
down to be
it.
Politically correct in the media. And this has been going on for so long, it's almost ingrained in almost every single media outlet. How can we affect change at this point in time?
Well, I do believe that we can affect change. God has told us that a nation such as ours can turn away from the wickedness, and we seek God's will, and we ask for that forgiveness, that our land can be healed. I think we're told that in, what is it, Second Chronicles of my memory.
Yep.
I paraphrase.
Yep.
But it's going to take every Christian to not only identify, you cannot fight the enemy of communism in this country unless you correctly identify it, you are bold and courageous enough to state that, and to use whatever power that God has given you, whatever position in life that God has given you, to fight this. Because I would tell you, Pastor Bob, I do not believe that the United States of America, as defined as the America that we love, that we know, that is based on the U.S. Constitution, I do not believe the United States is going to exist as we know it and love it past the end of this year of 2021, unless Christians do stand up in mass by the millions. And when I say whatever position God has put you in, I'm not talking about sharing funny memes on social media angry memes on social media, which amounts to nothing but preaching to the choir. Mm-hmm. I mean that wherever you are placed in life, those that you can influence, whether it's in your city, whether it's in your school, you know, the school boards, whether you are a judge, whatever level in this country, and some are elected to different positions, no matter who you are, if you're a mother, you're a father, you're a youth leader, you need to start identifying communism instead of acquiescing. You need to stand up. You know, God gave us, you know, in the Bible, it talks about having the armor of God. And I've recently been really reflecting upon that.
Mm.
And people reference it. Because, you know, this is spiritual warfare.
Yeah.
And the Bible tells us what we are up against. And I consider all of these people working for the communist agenda in every part of our society and every level of government, it's a spiritual battle. That is the reality. And yet people are shrugging it off as if it's just politics as usual, mm-hmm. as if it's a political game. And when I look at the armor that God has given us, when you consider that, the belt of truth, that's our foundation, the breastplate of righteousness, this has meaning, this has power, this is what we are given to focus upon God's word, the gospel of peace, that's our foundation,
Amen.
The shield of faith against all of this evil in society, you know, and our salvation in Jesus Christ should be the number one thing that we are sharing with all. But it also says, and what many Christians forget, that we are given the sword of the Spirit. Well, that doesn't sound like being a passive person
Amen.
To me. A sword of the Spirit, that is given to us to fight evil, to have that foundation in faith and courage. And that is what I see is lacking. And because it has been lacking, only given lip service to for so many decades,
mm-hmm.
the Marxist, the communist were able to achieve what is the first stage of communism.
Yeah.
The socialistic programs have been long, sadly, a part of America. People don't even question it.
Yeah.
Now they're forking over their freedom of speech, their ability to express, their freedom of association and movement, the freedom over their own bodies and their health. And I see most Americans just saying, Sure, go ahead and do it. I want to fit in and please those around me, the collective, because they are such weaklings. They accepted this long ago. Yep. They don't even question it.
Yeah, amen. And you know, this has been so ingrained into our culture. You know, the government has the advantage because, you know, they control the purse strings to everything. You know, the liberals have been placed in power by promising more of everything if you elect us to power. And this has increased the national debt to astronomical levels that will never be eliminated now. And unfortunately, to implement all of these promised giveaways, you know, new bureaucratic departments were formed with the promise of creating new jobs, et cetera. Now, if we try to dissolve these departments, then the cry will be, well, you're putting thousands of people out of work, out of all these contractors and government employees. How can any politician today fight against that type of sentiment?
Well, as I will reference to what I just said in terms of putting on the whole armor of God, one who has been given that great responsibility of being elected to office should be putting on the armor of God and standing up to it all, regardless of what that means, forsaking the idea of contributions, forsaking fitting in with the rest of his constituents. Mm-hmm. The fact of the matter is, I do consider Democrats to be the party of death, but just as much, I would have to say that the vast majority, sadly, of Republicans have allowed it to happen, and that is because they, politicians of both parties, do not, in my opinion, the majority, uphold the U.S. Constitution. They do not take their oath seriously. They do not take the Constitution and the Bill of Rights seriously. I'll tell you what they take seriously, and that's their careers and being politically correct. And that is the reason we had the atrocious tragedy of the 2020 election, because not enough people cared about the truth.
Yeah, that's right. You know, and, you know, that's, you mentioned earlier about, you know, we need politicians that will just forsake the contributions and all that. That's what, one of the things that attracted me to Donald Trump was he ran his campaign out of his personal funds. Remember, he wouldn't accept anything more than a token amount of donations, you know, like a couple bucks or something like that. He wouldn't take any of the big money from corporations or anything. And he just flattened the field, you know, of Republicans.
Well, yes, that is an example in terms of the financial. But I would say even somebody without his means that he was blessed with should be doing the same thing. Mm-hmm. You either have faith in God to provide for you when you're doing his will or you do not.
Amen.
And speaking of President Trump, I would have to say that he is the best example of a Christian leader, I believe, in the history of the United States. Mm-hmm. I think that he is the greatest president that we have ever had, and far more than Christians that get known for being Christians, even in politics or preachers or any of that, because he, as Jesus said, his fruits showed what was in his heart.
Yep.
And he has always done what is right. He is. That's what his motive, I believe, has been his entire life.
Amen. Amen. You know, and the Democrats, they call every policy that they want to keep or implement as a right, including, you know, the right to kill unborn babies, the right to be paid for not working, the right to protest and burn down infrastructures and businesses that they disagree with, you know, the right to say anything they want to against anyone, all with no penalties for the most part at all. And in your booklet, you state that many with political power are not for a better life for Americans. Their goal is total control of the people by ruling the economy, production, medical care, and the ability to engage as a society. Now, as you said, in Isaiah 5:20, the Bible says, there will be a people in the end days that call good evil and evil good, and that put darkness for light, light for darkness. I believe we are living in those days right now. We're living them out. And every person that speaks out against any, you know, the gay agenda, transgenderism, abortion, anything, I mean, we're all vilified, you know. But if someone speaks out against their policies, it seems like the entire liberal establishment comes out against that person. And they're the ones being ostracized in public, you know, from a media blitz against them to having them banned on social media like President Trump, or just having their social media accounts frozen or pages taken up. It all boils down to victimhood. You know, How can Christian conservatives battle against that type of entrenched mindset?
Well, first of all, as I said, there are many professed Christians in every area of our life. There are millions of us. And I say professed because they are not living it. If everyone were to live it, whatever position, whatever career, whatever they are doing, then they would not be a part of that persecution of Christians. They would not become a cog in a machine. If it meant leaving a job, they would leave the job. If it meant getting ridiculed and persecuted, they would get ridiculed and persecuted. You take a look at the martyrs of the Bible and so many people in modern day history who have suffered so much more. Mm-hmm. But the fact of the matter is, Americans don't know suffering.
No.
They do not.
No.
They complain about everything that is meaningless compared to what the rest of the world.
Yeah.
But I am telling you that there is going to come a day very soon when, and unless a miracle happens, which I'd like to discuss with you those possibilities, but unless a miracle happens, when they are going to wake up, and because they didn't stand for truth, because they didn't fight this evil and this totalitarian control that is being exacted upon us now, the communists have control. They have the control, but they're not exerting it yet. It hasn't been fully actualized. But unless you do something now while you still can, it will come the day when you will wake up, and I believe that America, and this is not a hyperbole, I really believe it, we will be in the same category as a Cuba or a China or a North Korea.
Mm-hmm.
And you take a look at the power that China is becoming in our world now, all because Christians, those who profess to be Christians at every level, in the local level, the state level, the governors, the legislators, failed to uphold the Constitution and their duty to Americans.
Yeah.
So I am saying right now, you ask, what can people do? Everybody has a sphere of influence, but the vast majority are failing to use it. They are afraid of what you very clearly said, the persecution that would come, which is nothing compared to the persecution that is to come.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. And you mentioned, you know, how you mentioned China and in your booklet, how the Biden administration kowtows to China while opposing those in Cuba who are seeking freedom. In fact, if you notice, we don't even hear about Cuba anymore in the media. It's almost as if they were told to stop talking about it. You know, and that's what happens when they control the press. You only hear what they decide to tell you. And I can guarantee you, if they had the power to do it right now, they'd stop talking about Afghanistan too.
And they probably will until the sad tragedy that looks quite likely is going to happen there. But, you know, a point that I have, you're mentioning the media. The media has been infiltrated for decades by the communist. The entertainment, the churches have been completely infiltrated, most of them. So when you talk about the news, the media that they control, and that is why it is so important that we use the voice that we have now. Everything that you are witnessing right now, whether it's international, such as in Afghanistan, the horrible what this administration has done there, to the violence in the streets throughout our nation, all of the major cities, to the open southern border, letting in criminals and letting in disease, rampant disease. These are not stupid things that are happening. This is not a result of people being naive or incompetent. And that is what most people speak of it as. No, this is the communistic plan. This is the planned destruction of America. What's happening in Afghanistan is not because of some incompetent, quote, leaders, end quote. No, these people know exactly what they're doing, both domestically and internationally. Anything that will cause more violence and chaos is going to give them ways to come in and take more power. And then the weakling Americans will nod their head and say, yes, protect me, feed me, give me my water, give me my food, protect me, because they have gotten accustomed to doing that. But my point in this booklet is to make people understand that what you are witnessing is planned. Okay. None of this is a mistake. This is exactly what has been planned for decades by those who came to the United States in the 1930s. You can read their writings, and the plan was to, instead of having a rebellion, a revolution in the violent way, it was to infiltrate everything social and have that takeover, communist takeover, happen. And I think we're in the final days of it right now.
Yeah, amen. You mentioned something that happened back in the 30s when they came to the United States. Go into a little bit more detail on that.
Well, yes. What this to me is all a result of anyone who has studied what was called the Frankfurt School. It was an organization. Its formal name was the Institute for Social Research. And this was founded back in Germany in the Weimar Republic by a group of intellectuals, self-styled intellectuals, humanist, Marxist. And they came together, these people of academia and intellectuals. The majority of them, it seems, or many of them, were atheistic, non-religious Jews. And they formed together to discuss the ways to implement Marxism. They had to flee Germany during the 1930s. Many of them came to the United States, where they became very well-renowned authors, speakers, leaders of what we call the counterculture movement. They became professors at several of our major universities, and we had a lot of authors. We had Adorno, we had Marcuse, that are really responsible of you, and they are referenced in my booklet, and you can do further research on them, for the questioning of the family, and authority, and a strong father, strong leadership. They were also responsible, and in their writings, talked about how we will now use the sexual revolution. Anything goes, because they knew that this type of decay and rot of the foundations, the Christian moral code, is what they could do to take power in America. And they knew it would take decades, but they began. All of the movements that you see, not that the cause in itself is bad, such as environmentalism, the peace movement, anti-Vietnam War, not that those in itself is bad. It's the fact that those who held those beliefs were infiltrated by the instigators and the leaders to turn it into an anti-American, anti-God, anti-United States movement. And they started then. That's what the sexual revolution was about. Mm-hmm. That's what all of the unrest. Now, again, they took our young people who are vulnerable when we're young in our teens and our 20s, and they were able to influence them. I think that the worst part, Bob, is the fact that so many became professors at universities, major universities throughout the United States. And these are the men, when you take a look at the writings, who came up, Adorno, with the critical theory that everybody's talking about, critical race theory. If you go back and read, these are the men who wrote and said, we're going to do it differently. We're going to attack them socially, and there will come the day when we will control America. And that's where we're at right now. And I'll tell you the number one reason that they were successful is because of Christians. Apathy.
Yeah.
I see apathy everywhere. Yeah. They just let it happen. They shrug it off as if they have something more important to do than to defend this republic that was formed and people died for. And we are at a time now, if you stop people on the street, they don't know the Constitution. They don't know anything about our founding. They know nothing about the United States. They know nothing about them. Tens of millions, hundreds of millions of deaths attributed to communism. So they are so vulnerable. But for those of you who understand, you better fight now or you will lose it all.
Yeah, amen, amen. You know, you explain in your book how many churches have adopted Marxist ideology themselves. I mean, taking the parts of the Bible they like while ignoring, you know, the bulk of Scripture, and intertwining that with, you know, secularism and the Christian doctrine to the point that it's all been distorted. You know, over the past years, a couple years ago, I've interviewed several African-American conservatives that they lay the blame for the majority of the problems facing the inner cities right now squarely at the feet of the inner city church leadership.
Mm-hmm.
And some have explained how the political parties have used it, and you'll recognize this phrase when I use it. They said that community organizers are the ones who represent the politicians, and they bring these financial favors to these pastors in exchange basically for selling their souls to the politicians and supporting them publicly, never speaking out against any of their policies. And, you know, we know who the great community organizer was.
Right. You know, and it's happening in every city and has been for a long time. And and that is why I covered that part in my booklet. It's because so many people, Christians, go to a church without having any independent, objective evaluation of whether this is a church of God, if this is a church that is teaching the Word of God and based on Jesus Christ. Because what I have seen is many, if not most, currently, sadly, are speaking of things like climate change and racial disparity and gender equality and let's welcome everyone in. And they call it love, but the only actual love that exists is God's love and God living through us. And unless it is God's love, and you know, God is love, but you cannot have love if you don't have wrath against evil. You cannot have love if you acquiesce and you tolerate evil. And that is exactly what many Christians have done. And I would advise any Christian, you would be far better off without a church than to attend a church that is teaching a communistic agenda from its pulpit.
Hey, folks, Pastor Bob here. We're all out of time for today's portion of this special two-part interview with our good friend Christine Smith. As you can tell, Christine has a unique God-given anointing to be able to identify and articulate both political and spiritual trends that are taking place in this nation, and she has the God-given talent of being able to communicate those things to others through her writings. And this booklet, America, This is Communism, is no exception. In fact, in my opinion, this is a timely booklet that needs to be shared far and wide. Go down into the show notes and request your copy today, simply by clicking on the link to her website at GodChangesEverything.com, then click the link to receive your copy of the booklet. In fact, get two or three copies. Share them with family and friends. We need to work together to get the word out about what is happening and the dark spiritual forces behind it. As Christians, we have the ability to affect change through both prayer and activism, and you can do your part by sharing this booklet, America, This is Communism, right now. Be sure to come back for the conclusion of our next portion of the interview. Till then, this Pastor Bob reminding you, be blessed in all that you do. Are you a Christian entrepreneur, coach, or author with a message that needs to be heard? Picture this, your voice reaching thousands, your story inspiring hearts, and your business flourishing like never before. Introducing Faithcasters, the ultimate platform that connects faith-driven professionals like you with the power of podcasting. Become a sought-after guest on faith-based podcasts. Share your unique insights and connect with like-minded individuals who share your passion for faith and entrepreneurship as well. Imagine your expertise reaching a wider audience, expanding your network, and propelling your business to new heights. Well, it's all within reach with Faithcasters. So don't wait. Take the first step today on your journey to greatness by visiting our website at faithcaster.org. That's faithcaster.org. Join the Faithcasters community now and unleash the full potential of your faith-driven enterprise. You do not want to miss this opportunity. Faithcasters, where faith meets podcasting and your dreams become reality. Visit faithcaster.org. Let's soar together. And remember, anyone can be a podcaster, but only a Christian
can become a faith caster.
Faith casters, your voice, your platform, your success.